What is up? Greetings, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, Colorado Registered Pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and skin diseases like rosacea and acne and psoriasis and eczema, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of biology, what is in the world of the body, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing system. It is always a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to share a success story, contribute to the conversation. If you have questions about the longevity products or ingredients or formulations, something you may have heard about from one of your friends or on the news, if you have any kind of questions about health or nutrition, 866-582-9933 is your number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear us talk about on the program, go to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart. Make sure you take a specially long look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add it to water and drink it up. It tastes great. It's wonderful for kids. It's especially effective if you have digestive problems. The liquid format means that the nutrients go right to work. They bypass any kind of digestive issues that you may have. And this is why most folks will notice results from the BTT in one or two doses. If you haven't tried it yet, folks, it's $50 a canister. What are you waiting for? Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you'll find out. You can find out all about it on brightsideben.com. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com if you want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, if you want to start a longevity business and make some money, or if you want to simply help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance and the power of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much once again for joining us on The Bright Side. I want to continue on talking about the statins. There's a few more things I want to talk about, the statins and cholesterol. And I want to tell you about the most important, or one of the most important things that you never hear medical professionals or statin manufacturing drug companies talk about. And this is the fact that the statin drugs are antibiotic drugs. They are anti-life, antibiotic, anti-life. Not being metaphysical here, folks. The statin drugs are literally anti-life. They are literally antibiosis, antibiotic. They were first isolated from the same bacteria from which we get penicillin. Bacteria make antibiotics for their survival. To this day, 90% of the antibiotics that we use come from bacteria or fungus. You know, sometimes you get the sense that life is a war or life is a battle. You've heard the saying, it's a jungle out there. Well, this war slash jungle mentality is not just something that people and animals have to deal with. Bacteria deal with it too. Funguses, fungi deal with it as well. And because there's so much more of them than there are of us, there's 7 billion people in the world, perhaps. You can fit more bacteria than that in a couple of tablespoonfuls of dirt. Because there's so many bacteria and there's so many funguses, and an individual bacteria has so much to deal with, the defense mechanisms that these things have evolved, the survival tools of bacteria and fungi are unbelievably sophisticated, unbelievably advanced, and very, very diverse. These mechanisms, these defense mechanisms that bacteria and fungi have evolved consist of chemicals that kill things. They kill life. Bio means life, like biology is the study of life. Biotics means living things. And these substances that bacteria and fungi use for survival, these substances that these bacteria and fungi use to kill their enemies, other living things, are thus called anti-life. biotics. They kill lice. The amoxicillin, the erythromycin, the tetracycline that we use for colds and infections, these were all derived originally from bacteria and from fungus. And as I say, 90% of them still come from bacteria and fungus. And the other 10% started off from bacteria and fungus, and we just figured out how to synthesize them in the lab. Bacteria and fungi have evolved tremendously sophisticated and elaborate systems, chemicals for killing their enemies, which are, of course, mostly other bacteria and fungi. This is why, when drug company scientists started focusing on lowering cholesterol, the first thing they did was look at bacteria. They figured, well, if bacteria are making something, or if bacteria have to make things that kill other bacteria, and cholesterol is so unbelievably important for life, well, perhaps there's a bacteria somewhere that's making something that is going to stop other cells, other bacteria, from making cholesterol. In the bacterial world, as in the people world, it's a jungle, and bacteria are in constant threat from other bacteria and other fungus. So they developed these chemical weapons as survival tools, and drug company scientists figured if a bacteria wanted a powerful survival tool, if a bacteria was looking for a survival chemical that would kill other living organisms, they couldn't come up with a much better trick or a much better chemical weapon than to create an anti-cholesterol substance. Scientists knew that an anti-cholesterol substance would be a perfect antibiotic because cholesterol is so important for life. So drug company scientists who knew from the very beginning that lowering cholesterol kills things. Did you hear what I said, folks? If you're on a statin drug, drug company scientists who were researching cholesterol-lowering substances, they knew from the very beginning that a cholesterol-lowering substance would kill cells, would kill other bacteria, so they started looking for bacterial defense mechanisms to find an anti-cholesterol substance. And guess what? They discovered it. They discovered it in a bacteria called penicillin, the very same bacteria genus that we get the famous antibiotic penicillin from. Well, it turns out that a penicillin bacteria, the same one that makes our famous antibiotic friend penicillin, it turns out that a penicillin bacteria also makes something called mevastatin, as in stat, meaning stops, the mevalonate pathway that we talked about yesterday that's so important for life. So they looked around for bacterial defense mechanisms, bacterial defense chemicals, and they found one. They found a perfect one. It was called mevastatin. Later, scientists from Merck discovered a fungus that produced lovastatin, which in 1980 became the first of the statin drug class. The main point being here, drug companies knew from the very beginning that statin drugs are anti-life. They're designed by nature to kill things. And while the dose that you're getting from your Mevacor or your Crestor or whatever kind of statin poison you're taking isn't going to kill you right away, it's not going to do you or your cells any good. And drug company scientists knew this from the very beginning. This whole notion of pharmacologically poisoning the cholesterol-making machinery to lowering blood cholesterol by poisoning a cell's ability to make this stuff is a misguided attempt to improve cardiovascular health. And it has been mired in scandal from the very beginning. The first cholesterol-lowering drug, the grandfather of what we know today as the statins, was something called MER-29. Chemical name tripanol, T-R-I-P-A-R-A-N-O-L. MER-29, or tripanol, was released in 1959 by the Merrill Drug Company, and at the time, it was hailed as the most important and wonderful drug advance in the history of cardiovascular health therapy. In the history of medicine, this was a miracle drug, MER-29, but it wasn't, as it turned out, such a great thing after all, and I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number today, 866-582-9933. Don't go away. We got more good health information coming at you right after this.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben, 866-582-9933 is our number. Got some lines open for you. We'll get your phone calls here in our next segment. We're talking about statin drugs and cholesterol-lowering, the history of the statin drugs. The first statin drug, or the first cholesterol-lowering drug, it wasn't really a statin, it was a pre-statin, you could call it. It was called MER-29, M-E-R-29. Chemical name tripyrinol. It was released in 1959 by the Merrill Drug Company, and at the time it was considered to be one of the most important advances in the history of cardiovascular medicine, really in the history of medicine. It was considered a miracle drug, and from 1959 until 1961, This stuff, MER-29, MER-29, was considered to be the ultimate advance in pharmacological therapy, and certainly the biggest thing to come out in the history of cardiovascular health. Then, in 1961, the bloom came off the rose when a lab worker at Merrill complained to her husband that the drug company was falsifying data, and the FDA began an investigation, and lo and behold, what they ended up finding out was that Merrill, in their drug application, in their research, they forgot to mention that in preclinical testing for MER-29, this miracle drug, they found that it was causing cataracts and severe muscle wasting in animals. No kidding. Cholesterol is important stuff, and you can't poison the cholesterol-making machinery without effects. Well, MER-29 had some of these effects, muscle wasting, cataracts, and by 1963, the FDA moved to indict Merrill. A federal grand jury indictment was issued against the Merrill Company and many of its scientists and many of its executives. Multi-millions of dollars were awarded to thousands of victims. And that was the end of the idea of drugging the cholesterol chemistry of cells to prevent heart disease. Until 1970, when it was discovered that fungus and molds that were found on peanuts, something called aflatoxin, which is one of the most deadly toxins known to man, well, they found out that aflatoxin had an ability to produce cholesterol-lowering substances as a defense mechanism against other funguses and bacteria. Remember, cholesterol-lowering is a wonderful strategy for microorganisms to kill other microorganisms. When they found this stuff being produced from aflatoxin, they started to search other bacteria and other fungus. They started to search for other chemicals that could lower cholesterol. By 1976, Japanese researchers had discovered a cholesterol-lowering chemical called citrinine that was produced by the penicillin mold. They published several reports. The problem with citrinine was it was toxic too, the same problem that they had with MER-29. It was deadly toxic. It was too toxic for, in fact, the Japanese researchers, they didn't want to work with it anymore, and after some initial excitement, they discontinued working with citrinine, although they still were looking for other less poisonous cholesterol-lowering substances. Later that year, they came up with something called ML-236. This was another penicillin mold secretion, and this was actually the first experimental statin drug. And at the same time, the United States company Merck got wind of the Japanese research, and they began a joint venture with the Japanese companies. And by 1978, Merck had come up with their own statin drug, and they canceled all their contracts with the Japanese company. They decided they were going to do it themselves. And the two countries really became competitors instead of collaborators. 3 years later, in 1979, papers started to get published showing that statin drugs poison DNA, statin drugs kill cells. Papers started to get published that showed how cells that are dosed with statin drugs mutate and they die. In 1980, the Japanese company that was doing all the research, they canceled all their clinical trials on cholesterol-lowering drugs when half of the dogs that they were testing with statin drugs developed cancer. When Merck found out about this, about the cancer that was being caused in dogs by the statin drugs, they also stopped their statin experiments until 1982, when under some kind of mysterious arrangement with the FDA that nobody still knows the details about, they agreed to make lovastatin, which of course today is called Mevacor. In 1982, they agreed with the FDA to make lovastatin available as an experimental, investigational drug for heart patients who failed other treatments. By 1984, the cholesterol theory of heart disease was getting entrenched as dogma. Cholesterol-lowering research was becoming the hottest trend in pharmacology and cardiovascular pharmacology and all of pharmacology. Merck changed their mind about statin drugs. They submitted a new drug application to the FDA, which was, again, mysteriously approved in record time, 9 months, which is an unbelievable thing for a drug to go from new drug application to approval. Within 9 months, The FDA had approved Mevacor. 1 year later, in 1985, Merck scientists won a Nobel Prize for their statin research, although they forgot to mention in their paper about the toxic effects and the deadly effects of the statin drugs. By 1987, the FDA had approved lovastatin, although again, no mention was made of Merck's reports or the Japanese research about cell injuries and toxicities and cancer that was being caused by the statin drugs. And by 1987, the National Cholesterol Education Program, a drug company and government-sponsored program, issued guidelines for statin use, and as they say, the rest is history. Except for a couple slight bumps in the road, that is, one that came in 1980 when the National Institute of Health convened a panel to discuss the possibility that maybe decreasing cholesterol levels, poisoning cholesterol-making machinery, might be dangerous. The panel concluded that these dangers could not be ruled out, but in typical government/drug industry propaganda fashion, they went ahead and dismissed the possibility of toxicities. Then in 2001, Bayer's very powerful statin drug Baycol was recalled after multiple deaths were attributed to its use. And despite these glitches, at this point, the use of statins for cardiovascular therapy has increased without abate every single year, to the point today where hundreds of millions of people around the world are using these things, and they're considered first line of therapy for many forms of cardiovascular disease. There's many people who actually want to use the statin drugs, many medical professionals, drug company executives who want people to use the statin drugs as primary prevention, and they joke about it as being put in the water. Doctors joke about it as if it was some kind of a benign panacea for any kind of cardiovascular health issue. They want to give it to kids. The lesson around here, folks, is you can't mess with fundamental chemistry in a cell without inviting disaster, and drug companies are not your friends. They could care less about your health. Pharmacology should not be an option for anything other than acute emergency situations and perhaps pain pills, and that's it. Among the many chemicals that these statin drugs poison through this mevalonate system are the electrical chemicals of the body, electrical energy stabilizing chemicals. In fact, some of the most important electrical chemicals in a cell are produced in this mevalonate system that the statin drugs poison. That means if you are on a statin drug, you're going to be depriving your cells of these important energizing and electrical chemicals. This is why muscle injuries and heart injuries and coenzyme Q10 deficiencies, coenzyme Q10 being a very powerful electrically active chemical, this is why the electrical system and the movement system of the body is the most important system that's affected by the statin drugs. If you're on a statin drug, you are going to be depriving yourself of these powerful movement energizing electrical chemicals that are also important for building new cells and new tissues. You're basically going to be depriving yourself of your body's ability to move and to make things. All right, there's so much more I want to talk about. We'll get to your phone calls when we come back. Our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. There's so much I want to talk about here about statin drugs and about cholesterol, but in the interest of just cutting to the chase here, I want to talk to you about, real quick, we'll get your phone calls here in a sec, a bunch of people on the line. We do have one line open, by the way, 866-582-9933. So let's cut to the chase here. If you're dealing with cholesterol issues, first of all, it's much ado about nothing. But if you need to lower your cholesterol, you're interested in doing it without drugs, without doctors, without Obamacare, it is simple to do. There is an intimate, tight relationship between cholesterol and insulin. Cholesterol is required for the secretion of insulin, and the biggest reason, the most important reason why cholesterol levels go nuts, why cells go crazy making cholesterol, is because of blood sugar issues, blood sugar / insulin issues. Diabetes and elevated cholesterol go hand in hand. There's even prescription drugs that work on both diabetes and lowering cholesterol. If you have elevated cholesterol, if your doctor's told you that you have cholesterol problems, it is not a pharmacological issue. It's not an insurance company issue. It's not an Obamacare issue. It's not a doctor issue. It's not a medical issue. It's a personal issue, a personal health issue, and it's simple to drop. People, your cholesterol, your LDL can drop like a stone. Your HDL will go up, and guess what? Your blood pressure will drop too, and you'll lose weight as well. All you got to do is focus on blood sugar and insulin. Lay off the insulin-spiking foods. How many times a day do we say this on the bright side? How many times a week have we said, lower your insulin-spiking foods? Lower your intake of breads and pastas and cereals and fruit juices and desserts, cakes and cookies and flour of all kind. It's as simple as that. People, I will defy you to lower your insulin-spiking foods, lower your intake of blood sugar-spiking foods, and not have your cholesterol and your weight and your blood pressure drop, and not improve every single marker of cardiovascular health that there is, simply by reducing your intake of these insulin-spiking foods. Use more protein. Use whey protein. Don't try to fight your cravings for the bread. Use the whey protein. If you can't do whey, use hemp seed protein. Get on essential fatty acids. Get on the ultimate EFAs. Take 9 to 12 capsules. Take them in divided doses, 3 or 4 capsules, 3 times a day. Use them after meals. Use them with apple cider vinegar. Get on the BTT. Sip on it all day long. And by the way, if you eat cholesterol-containing foods, if you eat eggs, if you eat organ meats, if you drink raw milk, your body won't need to make as much cholesterol. And you'll get all the benefits of the other nutrients that are in cholesterol-containing foods. Remember, cholesterol exists as a complex in foods. It exists with lecithin. It exists with vitamin A and vitamin D and vitamin E and vitamin K. It exists with good fat. So when you're eating cholesterol-containing foods like eggs and organ meats and raw milk, you're getting vitamin D in the correct form. You're getting vitamin A. You're getting vitamin K. This is why among the stupid things doctors say, and it's almost endless, the stupid things your doctor tells you, it's almost endless the dumb things they say. But among the dumbest is the idea to not eat cholesterol-containing foods. Because not only do you get cholesterol, which is so important for health when you eat cholesterol-containing foods, but your body won't need to make as much cholesterol when you eat cholesterol-containing foods. Plus, you get all of these accessory nutrients that live in the cholesterol complex that's found in these kinds of foods. Make sure you're getting insulin, vitamins and minerals that help you with insulin, magnesium, and vitamin B1, and vitamin B3, and the amino acids taurine and arginine, and the vitamin choline, and vitamin E, and coenzyme Q10, and alpha-lipoic acid, all and selenium, all of, and sulfur. All of these are super important for helping your body utilize sugar. Get on the Sweeties. Get on the OPC Selenium. Eat less calories. Get more nutrients. Go nutrient dense. These are all natural, healthy, drug-free, doctor-free, insurance company-free, Obamacare-free ways of lowering your cholesterol. Use soups. Use smoothies. Use veggie juices. Folks, I am giving you a 100% guarantee. There is no way, zero way, you will not drop your cholesterol. You will not drop pounds. You will not drop blood pressure if you follow this program. All right. So there's one last thing I want to tell you about the statin drugs, and then we're going to continue. We'll talk on our coming programs. We're going to tell you about the serotonin reuptake inhibitors and why serotonin is another very misunderstood biochemical in the body. On our next Bright Side program, though, I want to tell you about why about the latest things that they want to do with the statin drugs and the mechanisms behind these supposed anti-cancer benefits that some of these statin drugs have. Even though, as I just told you, that one of the first things they found when they did research on the statin drugs and on cholesterol lowering, that it actually caused cancer. But yet they still want to use these things to as cancer prevention pharmacological agents, as well as to help with autoimmune disease. We'll talk about that on our next program, on our next Bright Side episode. Our number today, 866-582-9933. Time to hit the phones. Let's take our first phone call of the day. Junior in Texas, is that right? Did I say that right? Junior?
JR, sir.
JR, I'm sorry. JR in Texas. What is up, JR? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Well, for the longest time, good to be with you. For the longest time, I've had this red rash from the lower part of my legs onto my feet. And okay. I always thought maybe it was an allergic reaction to my detergent or something like that.
Okay.
So I went to the hospital, the emergency room, a few weeks, like a couple of months ago, and they told me it was petechiae, which I guess my platelets are being destroyed, and they had referred me to an oncologist to see a hematologist because there's a problem with my blood, and I don't really understand why. And all they continued to do was just sort of monitor my platelet levels to see where they were at. They never had any solutions.
Well, here's a solution for you, all right? First of all, petechiae, are they purple or are they red?
They're red.
Okay. Well, usually they're caused by little broken blood vessels. They're not caused by blood as much as they're caused by broken capillaries, broken blood vessels. Whenever you have breaks in blood vessels, you've got the same problem you have whenever you have any kind of health issue, and that's inflammation, microinflammation, inflammation around the blood vessels. You also probably have some kind of weakening of the blood vessels. Now, you know, if you've listened to the program, you know I'm always saying all disease is cell disease. So if you really want to help with any kind of health issue, you want to figure out what's going on with the cell itself. Now, it doesn't sound like this is a cell problem because I just said it's broken blood, broken capillaries, but you got to keep in mind capillaries and blood vessels are made up of cells. When these cells become defective, the overall vessel will become weak, it will break, and this is where you get these microscopic or these tiny little hemorrhages that they're calling the petechiae. So first thing we want to do, there's two strategies here. The first thing we're going to want to do is we're going to figure out why are inflammatory factors getting into your system, and there's only one reason, and that is things that you eat. There's actually three ways inflammatory factors, and when I say inflammatory factors, I'm talking about the immune system. Does that make sense, JR? Inflammatory factors, the immune system. Think of those two things going together. The immune system is your defense system. When the defense system is activated, that means something is getting into your body that shouldn't be getting into your body. There's only three ways that happens. Let me just finish this one thought. There's only three ways that can happen. It's through the skin, the respiratory tract, and through the digestive system. Hang tight, JR, because we got to take a break, and I'll let you. I want to hear what you have to say when we come back, okay? I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Got a line open for you at 866-582-9933. We're coming back right after this.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves. Stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984. Or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984. Or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side talking to JR in Texas. JR, I didn't mean to cut you off there, buddy. What were you about to say?
No problem. I was just explaining that they had told me that it was an autoimmune disorder, and
yes,
they had tested me through, I believe, lymphoma, I think.
Forget lymphoma. That'd be a horrible thing. It doesn't sound like it's lymphoma, although I shouldn't say that, but that's not the first thing that you want to think of. Autoimmune sounds more, makes a little bit more sense. In any case, we don't need to label it. What we really want to do is just figure out what the heck's going on, and what you're probably dealing with is something getting into the body that shouldn't be getting into the body. It's as simple as that. Whenever you have inflammation, you've got the manifestation of the defense system, the immune system, being activated. When the defense system or the immune system is activated, you want to backtrack to where things are coming into your body, the sacred space of the body from, and it's always going to be through the respiratory tract, that is, you're breathing it in, occasionally, actually rarely, through the skin. If you have some kind of burn or some kind of cut or scrape or something's getting into the blood through the skin, these are both very rare occurrences. By far and away, the most likely suspect and the first thing that you want to check on whenever you're dealing with inflammation / immunity, which is what you're dealing with, is the digestive system. Now, you can go two ways here, JR. Number one, if you're lucky or if you've been paying attention, you're going to know that you have some digestive issues. Now, if you don't know that you have digestive issues, it's not the end of the world, but you got to find them. Because as long as you continue to put pro-inflammatory, pro-immune system activating foods into your system, you're going to be continuing with this problem. Let me tell you something, JR. I'm not giving you an approximate, I'm not giving you the odds of this thing, of you getting some success here, are not 50% or 60% or 70%. They're 100%, my friend. When you figure out what's getting into your system that's activating the immune system, when you figure out what's getting into your system that's turning on inflammation and the inflammatory process, and then eliminate that stuff, there is a 100% guarantee that you will eliminate this problem. This is how important it is, my friend. So get yourself a notebook. Keep track of everything you eat. Keep track of digestive system symptoms that are associated with everything that you eat, and it'll be a little bit easier for you if you practice a mono diet, that is where you eat just one or two things every day, or one or two things with every meal. If you eat complicated foods, it's going to be much trickier for you. Now, the second thing you can do is you can start to take in nutritional supplements that build up the blood vessels. And when you take in supplements that build up the blood vessels, you're also going to build up other things as well. Vitamin C is probably the most important building, blood vessel building nutrient that you can take. I'd be using 1,000, 2,000 milligrams, even more, up to 5 or 10,000 milligrams. That's 5 or 10 grams, 1 or 2 teaspoons of vitamin C a day, powder. You'll get around 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which would be a great thing for you to be on. Make sure that you sip on it. Make sure you have a good source of protein. Blood vessel strength is largely maintained by collagen, which is a protein. And so make sure that you're using whey protein if you can, hemp seed if you can't. The glucogel caps are made with amino acids that will help your body build collagen. These will also strengthen blood vessels. Magnesium, very important for strengthening blood vessels. Vitamin K is very important for helping strengthen blood vessels. Essential fatty acids, very important for helping strengthen blood vessels. All of these will be found in the Healthy Start Pack. That would be a great supplement for you, supplement program for you to start with. Get on the Ultimate Daily. Get on the digestive enzymes. Use probiotics for all digestive issues. And JR, if you do everything I just told you, where you eliminate, first of all, you find the problem foods and then you eliminate those problem foods, use vitamin C, use protein, use the glucogel caps, use digestive support, there is no way that you will not notice an improvement. And I would love it if you would stay in touch with me, JR, and I would love it if you share what you find out in the next month if you participate in this program, if you'll share with the listeners what you find out. Because I'm telling you, JR, 100% you will notice a difference. And as an incentive to you, are you there, my friend, JR?
Yes, sir. Yep.
As an incentive to you, if you'll stay in touch with me, after a month, I'm going to send you out a jug of Beyond Tangy Tangerine on me, just as an incentive to get you to stay in touch, because I want everybody to hear the success you're going to find. I'm going out on a limb here because I know that you are going to have, with 100% surety, I know that you're going to get results if you keep the, if you follow the program that I just outlined for you. And to incentivize you to stay in touch, I'm going to send you out, I'll send you out two Beyond Tangy Tangerines. That's $100 value if you promise to stay in touch, okay? Is that a deal, JR?
Absolutely, sir. I can't thank you enough for all your information, and I'll go from here and see what I can find out.
Okay, shoot me an email when you get a chance, just so I have you in my file here, and then stay in touch. And I want to hear from you on the program in a month, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Deal. Thank you so much, JR. Have a beautiful day, buddy. All right, moving on. Let's go to Nicole in Texas. What's up, Nicole? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Thank you, Ben. First of all, I love your name. My third born is Benjamin. So,
good deal. Do you know what that means? Do you know what the meaning of the name is?
Well, you know, I don't know. I know several different meanings, but mine's kind of special. But what do you have it as?
It means my right-hand son. Benjamin was Jacob's favorite son, and he named him my right-hand son. He was the son of Rachel, which is another cool name. I'll tell you what Rachel means on another program. But Benjamin was Jacob's favorite son. He was the son of his favorite wife, Rachel, and he named him my right-hand son. So that's a cool name. Good deal. What's going on, Nicole? How can we help you?
Thank you. I wanted to ask a couple of questions. My mom has been on Prozac since 1998, and I have learned so much in the last few years. She has been taking this, and I just firmly believe that there is something else she could be doing, and I've seen some things change over the years in some other kind of areas, and she has been listening now to me. And she has actually dropped about 30 pounds.
Wow.
How'd
she do that?
Some super fruits by Noni and Goji Wild Harvested to help her with the serotonin levels. So I was going to see what you had to say about any Noni, Goji Wild Harvested, and acai, which is...
Well, they're all great. All those superfoods are wonderful, but I don't like focusing on them as much as I like focusing on the nutritional aspect. Noni is ridiculously good. Mangosteen, goji, acai, all of that stuff. In fact, in the rainforest, there's incredible fruits and vegetation with wonderful medicine that we don't even know exists. I mean, we're only up to about 5 or 10% of what's in the rainforest in terms of vegetation. So I don't want to be dismissive. I don't want to marginalize the importance of these kinds of foods, but I like focusing on raw nutritional chemistry, just the nutrients. There's so much to work with just the nutrients, that by the time you're done with the nutrients, it's almost like you're going to be so good you don't even have to worry about anything else. So I don't want to be dismissive of the mangosteen and the acai. They're very important and they can be very helpful. But first things first, let's focus on nutrients. Now, we're going to be talking about serotonin and serotonin reuptake inhibitors a lot as soon as we're done with the statins sometime next week, and cholesterol lowering. So you're going to want to have your mom, and you're going to want to tune into that when we talk about serotonin and the importance of serotonin and how serotonin is, once again, not what your doctor tells you it is. It's something completely different, and it's extremely important stuff. Serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRI drugs like Prozac and Zoloft and Effexor are truly playing with fire, and I don't recommend anybody take them or stay on them if they're on them. That being said, your mom may be addicted at this point to the kind of feeling that she gets from the Prozac, and it's going to be a little bit difficult for her to wean herself off. In the meantime, if you want to get her to lower her dose or even completely wean off of Prozac, and for anybody who's listening who wants to get off of these serotonin drugs, use tryptophan and use 5-HTP and use melatonin. Those are probably your three most important nutritional. Melatonin's not really a nutritional supplement, but use melatonin, 5-HTP, and tryptophan. Some folks get better results from tryptophan, the amino acid, some with 5-HTP, which is a form of tryptophan. If you're going to use tryptophan, use about 1,000 milligrams at bedtime. If you're going to use 5-HTP, use around 100 to 200 milligrams at bedtime. Take it with magnesium and take it with all the B vitamins. Use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, especially vitamin B6, works together with serotonin, and have her use melatonin. And I'm just going to give you a little hint here. You know how melatonin relaxes you? Have you ever taken melatonin, Nicole?
I have not taken it, but she just purchased some liquid melatonin for
use
sleep.
Use melatonin. Have her on have her start off with around 4 or 5 milligram milligrams at bedtime. Well, here's just a little tip for you, and we'll be talking a lot about this on when we talk about SSRIs on a coming program. Melatonin has a tremendous relaxing effect. So relaxing that it'll put you to sleep if you do too much. Well, we said on the bright side many times that there's antagonistic chemicals in the body, that there's biochemicals that antagonize other biochemicals, and they're in balance. Serotonin and melatonin are in balance. That alone will give you a clue that serotonin is not the happy hormone that everybody tells you it is, because it opposes the relaxing effects of melatonin. Serotonin and melatonin are an opposing pair of hormones. So, Nicole, for your mom, keep her off the sugar, the insulin-spiking foods. Use insulin-stabilizing nutrients like the Sweeties. Use melatonin, 5-HTP, tryptophan, magnesium, the B vitamins, including vitamin B6. There's so much more we can talk about. Nicole, why don't you shoot me an email, ben@ksco.com, and I'll send you a list of supplements that she can use for Prozac-like effects. All right, that's all we got time for today. If you're interested in learning more about the longevity products, head over to brightsideben.com. Click on the shop, click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page next to the shopping cart, and somebody will get back to you with information about how you can join the Brightside Ben team. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to you all later, folks.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.